Hey guys, looks like something is new. Morty, where are you?
I'm in the jungle. I'm record. We're shooting Predator 17.
I was literally gonna say that. Like, you look like you should just smear some eye black under your eye and go catch
I'm
an
the new
alien.
Arnold.
This Google core update has really been a potato poll on you, I guess. On that news, Morty, what are you gonna talk about?
How Google killed search?
And Greg?
The TikTok bill has passed into law, but we still have 9 months before it goes away or sells off.
9 months. I wonder if this Google core update will roll out for a full 9 months or not. We're into week now, over 752, 51 days or something, and it's still rolling out. And there's been a lot of chatter over the past few days. So we'll discuss all of that.
Okay, so first up, a TikTok, which more and more folks have used as a search. It was facing a bill that was passed into law yesterday. That means the parent company ByteDance, which is a Chinese company, needs to either fully divest within 9 months or nobody will be able to download TikTok anymore. So people kind of saw this coming, didn't think that it was going to completely go away. They have, again, 270 days now to figure out how to fully divest or sell off TikTok. There is another way. I think you can get another 90 days if it's not close. That seems pretty quick to make people sell something. But the good news is for TikTokers and people that enjoy the app, it will be around and it seems like they're going to find a solution. I don't think it's just going to go away, obviously. They might divest, move some things around. They talk about keeping all the data in the US and coming up with different ways for that. But the bill is a law and we'll see what happens from here. But I don't think TikTok's going anywhere.
I just don't understand how that works, but I guess these things just work. It's just like, you know, somebody telling you, Greg, gotta sell your company or else.
I know. And then you just like, you have somebody that probably has never used TikTok. It's like, yep, let's sign this into a law. There you go.
Didn't they ask at one of the hearings with TikTok a few months ago, like, how is TikTok connected to the Wi-Fi? Wasn't that like a literal question?
I mean, all those are just, you just wonder what is happening, who is running these countries.
Yeah, for sure. And then you like have all these big write-ups. It makes you very concerned about any law that's passed, because we know this topic of the internet, and then you see these people like in our that we elect to run our lives, and they're not just talking about the internet, they're talking about every topic. So it's a little concerning.
By the way, that perception of like showing up there in front of Congress, I know like for us as tech people, we laugh at like these questions are ridiculous, but for the average person looking at it, I think it creates a huge amount of skepticism about all these platforms.
100%. Talking about skepticism, this whole core update thing has just been rolling out for a really long time. I think we're in like 52 days, like over seven weeks. It was supposed to take 3 to 4 weeks. And now people are saying, yeah, it's not going to finish rolling out until the May 5th site reputation abuse policy because it has to go with that. And that's definitely not true. It's not a case where the core update is related to that at all. But people like to make those rumors. But it is one of these weird updates that I don't think we have an update rollout this long for this, you know, core update or any update outside of this page experience update, which is not a real update, rollout for so long. And what's interesting is in the past few days, I've been noticing that while the tools seem to have calmed down a little bit, it seems like the chatter has just really gotten more heated and heated over the past, you know, 2 to 3 days. Like, cover some of the chatter, cover Glenn's morning Google Land, Google Good Morning, Google Morning, Google Land. I don't know what he means. He writes that every morning. He gives a little update showing you different, you know, ranking charts as well as if there's any changes to the helpful content update site. So sites hit by that September update, that September helpful content, have not recovered, and it's just devastating to them. A lot of them are really just giving up, checking with the comments and on my website, the different forums like Webmaster World and like Reddit and stuff like these. People are just beyond devastated. And they all blame that one man at Google for ruining everything.
Speaking of that one man, so you cover this on SE Roundtable, but it was written by Ed Zitron, wrote a piece about how Google's propaganda car, totally botching the name, Raghavan, basically had a little spat with Ben Gomes, who was like the godfather of search, about how where to take Google search. And what happened basically was there was a code yellow, which is not really like code yellow sounds like medium alert, but a Google code yellow is like DEFCON 5 or 1. I don't know which one is the worst one, 5 or 1. But whichever DEFCON is worse, that's the one that the code yellow is. Basically, because there was there was not enough ad revenue coming in, and they're trying to find ways to, manipulate the SERP in order to generate more search queries and more clicks to ads. So one of the ways that they did this was, if you're watching this, and you've been in SEO for a while, the ad label used to be yellow, then it was green, and now it's non-existent, basically, for all intents and purposes. And that was sort of an outplay of this whole push to try to get more ad revenue, more clicks because of the downturn. And Ben Gomes, they have the emails. You could see him pushing back, saying this is not where we should really be taking search. And he was very concerned about the overlap or the coming in closer of the search to the organic search team and the paid search team, which are traditionally supposed to be separate. Which is interesting that now you have the person running them all, which, you know, when Google made that announcement, and I'm terrible at times, like 2-3 years ago already when he took over, that was like, okay, that's a clear signal. But it's funny because there was another statement where he was saying, Raghavan was saying, we need to be more agile now. We're not in the same place we were 15, 20 years ago. He's talking to Googlers about this, and, you know, people have all sorts of doohickeys and gizmos that are very catchy right now, but people know that Google is a place where they can trust the results, and that's where they always come back to Google. But it's funny to see, I think it's like almost like emotional or cognitive dissonance. On the one hand, you're basically trying to manipulate the SERP in order to get more ad clicks, and then you're saying we're a place people trust. But people, I think the overall trust in Google has gone down because of the way Google's kind of handled these things, and at least optically, things have not been great lately. So to think like, no, we're still in a good position because people trust us, and that's why they're coming back to the results and not addressing the trust factor, I think just shows you like there's a major problem at Google right now.
Yeah, and I think in that article too, Gomes had said it just showed his like discomfort, right? And where he said that they're increasing queries by doing things that are negatively impacting users, like turning off spell correction, ranking improvements, placing refinements, labels, and that he was deeply, deeply uncomfortable with this. And then again, it seemed a little bit like a hit piece to me, but also like he then got relegated, according to the article, to just being like Gomes did, to be, you know, SVP of education, where everybody else that was pro, you know, monetization took that place.
You got exiles like Tatooine, you know, reference Star Wars. I'm not sure I'm referencing Star Wars correctly there, but it's crazy. It's almost like they spent years and years and years building a skyscraper. It's 100 stories tall. And then one day decided that we need to build another 100 stories in 5 days. And to do that, we're going to pull out the concrete from the foundation and like upscoop the whole thing. It's from a branding point of view, it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. And that article was harsh.
Oh, that was, yeah.
That was harsh. Yeah, I mean,
that article like really went at it.
I was like shocked when I saw the word rat-effed, when they're like Ben Gomes was rat-effed by a series of rotten careerists trying to please Wall Street, left by Prabhakar Raghavan. Like that is something.
And the article also tried to like correlate the various Google updates that Google has released over the years, especially over that time period where he was in charge, and how things got worse with the like the March 2019 core update and so forth. And I'm not sure, but I think a lot of SEOs are like, yeah, my rankings dropped around that time, and then with this update and with that update, and that just proves that Google's algorithm was out to get us. And I wonder what the average searcher thinks in general. I mean, Google keeps saying their results are better than ever, and things are just not, you know, quality is up and so forth. But I don't know. I mean, I'm in this SEO space where everybody hates Google right now.
I'll tell you, I feel like it's like going back to the TikTok thing. Wow, full circle. It's when people see Google going in front of Congress, they think like, I don't know if I trust you anymore. So that's why it's funny to me to hear them say like, no, people trust us. That's why they come to us. I think that's what the average person thinks. I think I'm just speculating. I'm not an average person. I'm a weirdo SEO.
Yes, yeah. And then if you're like really into the weeds on it, I thought the conversation around this over on Hacker News was super interesting. There were a bunch of Google engineers jumping in. They were talking that the bigger change wasn't necessarily with Gomes, but with Amit Singhal, and that there was like a kind of shift into a lot of old engineers were keeping things really like less complex so that you could actually tell what was going on. And then this loads and loads of complexity were there, but I would definitely check that out. And then there were also, just to be fair, there are a lot of people that were defending Rakvar as well. They were saying that he, because the article painted him out as like he basically ruined Yahoo and he was just a careerist. And then they were saying like trying to tie Purdue Pharmaceuticals to McKinsey and all this stuff. But there were a lot of people defending and saying like he did have the chops and had wrote a bunch of really good essays and thought pieces on like algorithms and stuff like that. So just take it with a grain of salt, I guess.
It's an interesting point because I definitely spoke with Googlers off the record. I'm not going to say who, obviously. This is like a long time ago, maybe like, I don't know, 10 years ago, where they said they did make things more simplistic around things. And there was this shift around when Amit was like going out of the head of search. There's a shift about using more AI for everything. And then some Google engineers like, no, we really try to simplify things so that we don't want just to have the AI run everything because then we can't debug stuff. We kind of have these buckets where we can like pull out segments to figure out where things go wrong. But then, you know, obviously John, who was like the head of search from like middle of, I forget what it was like before Ben Gomes was the head of search. So I think it was before 2018. John, I can't pronounce his last name, but he moved to Apple. And he was like AI. And everybody's like, oh my God, Google's gonna change everything to AI, which obviously they have been. But that's when I spoke to these Google guys and they're like, we're going to fight that because we want to be able to debug stuff. So that goes really well with it. You've read it in Hacker News, Greg.
Yeah. And one of the comments too, I think we have an extra minute here, is from somebody named Greg W that said they're an engineer, take it with a grain of salt, said the problem is the older systems had obvious problems while newer systems have hidden bugs and conceptual issues which don't show up in the metrics. And he says, for example, I found an off by one error deep in a formula from an old launch that had been reordering top results for 15% of queries since 2015. I handed it off when I left, but I have no idea whether it was fixed or not. So again, there's a lot of good stuff around here and really trying to get to the bottom of what actually led to the, to what, you know, potentially worse results on Google.
Yeah. I think like Google doesn't realize if they have a perception problem at this point. And they're walking around like, it's not a problem. That's a big problem.
I do wonder if they think they, yeah, I do wonder. I mean, I did make a comment to a Googler several months ago about their perception problem. And they kind of were like, what? But I don't know if they had to do that so that they thought that I thought, you know?
Right.
But to Morty's point, like Rakvar just come out with a t-shirt or a hoodie saying we do math or whatever, and was talking to everybody about the fact that people trust us and that's what they do. Who knows?
Who knows if he really believes that or not? But if that's what he's saying internally to the folks at Google, like maybe it's one of it's a morale issue. They don't want to like admit it in public. But if they really believe that, then that's like there's a real schism between reality and what they're thinking.
Yes, we'll see. Hopefully this core update will finish soon.
Fix it all. Don't worry.
Awesome. Right. Thank you very much. We are back, not for a while, not till Wednesday of next week, which is what, May 1st.
Well, that's May 1st.
So I'm sorry for beginning the holidays, but everyone have a great one. And I'll speak to you guys later. Thanks, Greg and Morty, for doing it. And wish Crystal happy times at Brighton.
See you next week.
Bye.